these mornings, we have been looking at true discipleship.
Jing lama he kan dir ho na hian zui tu dik tak ni dan kan zira.
Many people want to believe in Jesus to receive his blessings.
Mitam tak tuan mal som na bei sei wang sa dal i sua rin hi kan dua.
Very few people want to follow him.
Ma se mitlem te zo kena nung zui tak tak su kan dua ni.
Think of the great multitudes that came to be healed.
Mi pui sang tam tak ti dam na bei se local chin khan ngai to la i so hun lain.
But those same people said, crucify him, crucify him on the final day.
Ma se khang mi pui tam tak local khan a tob ma tuan kheng betru kheng betru ti na au ro le sia.
We must recognize our human nature.
He mani missing ni phung hi kan het chiang turania.
He does not like to suffer.
Tor na lam hi pum pel zar zar tum mania.
We like pleasure.
Anom na lam li zong si ani.
If I become a lover of pleasure, I cannot be a lover of God.
Nom si bol na lam ringot mangai tu kan itu an patian mangai tu kan itu lo.
I want to read a verse first of all in 2 Timothy.
Timothy thon ni
2 Timothy chapter 3
Timothy thon ni bungthum thu kha thiar ka duwa
and chapter 3 and verse 4
sang liya
here in the last part it says men will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God
hemi sang tob lama hian pathian mangai ayama ni lom na mai mangai jok tu te ani don sia ti awma.
If I love pleasure, I can't love God.
Nom si bonal rehot ka mangai chuan pathian ka mangai theilo.
If I love money, I can't love God.
Poisalam ka mangai chuan pathian ka mangai theilo.
If I love myself, I can't love God.
E ma kai mangai lituk chuan pathian ka mangai theilo.
We were saying from the beginning that a believer is one who lays a foundation, a disciple is one who builds the whole house.
Abulata kan sai to ang khan ring tu chuan in satuang dewin anga thana phuma isua zui tu tak tak tur khami tu khan insa pum thi lai kan ti kha.
Once after Jesus had spent 3.5 years teaching his disciples everything
kum thum le asan ve isuan azir tir te hileng kim azir tir nu khan.
He said these words in John chapter 13
Heng tu hi azir ti te ne na lali suana soya Johanna
John's Gospel chapter 13
Johanna bung som pathum.
He had spent 3.5 years teaching them so many things.
A kum thum le atan ve hileng kim zir ti ran mani kha hova.
And I think of this verse also at the end of this week.
Hey tun kar atob lam kan lo theng hei hi ke pon ka ngai kwa thar le.
I believe that many of us in this week have heard things we have never heard before.
Tun kar thung hian tam tak tuan tun ma kan thiet ngai lo pathian thu kan thiet bel ome.
And yet all of those things are from the Bible.
Ma se thung song heng song song hi Bible ami vekani sia.
Which means we have not read the Bible carefully in past years.
Aum dia tu Bible hi ngun takin kan lo thiet ngai lo ti na niang.
Now God has opened our eyes to see new things here.
Tun atuan pathianin kan thin lung mit te ati menga heng thil thar te kan lo hebel ta.
The Bible is like a well that never runs dry. We can always get water out of it.
Bible hi tui thun chua eng lai po tui omang reng tui om reng thina ngani ya.
And I would like to say these words now that we have understood so many things in this one week.
He kar khat chungen thil tam tak kan lo he ta poka he chang hi han soi non le ka dua.
Verse 17
kang som pasarina.
If you know these things, you will be happy if you do them.
Tung thil tuin thiet chuan tiu la in enga tho lang a tia ni.
If you just know them, it's no use.
A thiet na ringot ai thiet ani chuan a chang kai lo.
You won't be blessed, you won't be happy.
Mal som nei dong lo wang a lim bok hek lo wang.
It is when we do them that we are happy.
A ti tak ta kan ti hian kan lim thri na ni.
You remember the other day I said that there's understanding, there is excitement and there's obedience.
มานี่ก็ใส่ต่อค่ะเสียดเทียมหน้าออกมาเกมานี่ละมาจุกตุยนะตักตักออกมาตีนเอาอย่าอ่อยนะก็ใส่ต่อค่ะ
We can understand.
ทีนี้ทุกคนถ้าเทียมเทียะ
And we will not be able to follow Jesus just with that.
เสียดเทียมนั่นเรียกว่าเทียนอีสัวกันจุยเทียละวะ
Some people have more than understanding. They're also excited.
มีเทียนขัดสู้อันเทียนน่ะไม่บากอ่ะอันมานี่ครับเองไงหมอเจ้าเท้ารู้ตักเทียนน้ำเทียะ
They're also not necessarily spiritual. Don't ever think that the people who shout hallelujah in the meetings are the most spiritual people. I've got nothing against it. It just means that they are excited, but they are not spiritual. Spirituality comes not through excitement or understanding, but obedience. Who are the most spiritual people in a church? Not the ones who can understand and explain the doctrine the best. Not the ones who are always excited and saying hallelujah, praise the Lord. All that is good. Understanding is good. Excitement is good. But it is not enough. You have to come to rock level and lay the foundation, and that rock level is obedience.
ซึ่งอินโลกาลเหนียมังอลุงภูมิตักอินโลภูมินั่นคือปัจเจียนผอ้อยหน้าข้านั่นเนี่ยอมดี
so a disciple may understand very well or if he's not very clever he may not understand very well
อสุยตูดิตักส่วนปัจเจียนเท่าก็เทสกิลเกลเราไม่เท
a disciple if he's an excitable type may be excited frequently or if his temperament is different he may be a little quiet.
อิสลามสุยตูดิตักส่วนอาหารพูดทุกเจ้าพ่อข้าในเวไม่เทมาเสกขัดเยี่ยงเสี้ยนี่เราชดง่อยเล่เล่นรองบอลไม่เท
When it comes to the understanding level, there are differences.
อาเสียดเทียมนะอาริวัตเทียนส่วนดังอาหารท่านยอมเทียมไหม
Those who are very clever understand much. Those who are not so clever don't understand much.
มีฟิงตักส่วนอาเทียมเจ้าฟังอาฟิงเราเดียวจนอาเทเล่มัง
At the feeling and excitement level, also there is difference.
ดิฉันกันนั้นพูดสุดกันนั้นพูดน้ำไม่พอเหียนอาหารขนมเทียมไหม
Some are quiet and some are very expressive.
เช่นขัดเพื่อนนั้นใส่ลุดเทียเช่นขัดนั้นง่อยเล่เล่เทียบก
็ But these are not the tests of spirituality.
แห่งจงจงเทียีถ้าเรามีเอ็นทีนานิสวง
When it comes to the obedience level,
ทุกอย่างนั้นตักกันนั้นพลาดเหียมจวน
Every disciple obeys.
อิสลามที่ตู่ตัก
Every disciple may not understand. Every disciple may not be the excitable type. But every disciple obeys. Jesus said, if you hear my words and do them, you build on the rock. If you hear my words and understand them, you may still build on the sand. If you hear my words and shout hallelujah every day, you may still build on the sand.
But
when you obey, then we build on the rock.
ไม่เราจะถูกันอ้อยคานลุงปุ๋ยจะว่าอินกันสาเร
I have repeated that so many times because it is so important for that to sink into our heads.
ให้ไว้ตั้มตะกะสอยนนทันสุอภัยโมเอมวางอันนี
้ Because there is so much misunderstanding about that in the world.
ขาทิลอภัยโมตะขะขวานเห็นแค่ดิกล้อมตามแม่มาฟังอิน
On one side you have people going to theological seminaries and filling their heads with knowledge and thinking they are spiritual.
ทิลปักปักดาชวนไบเบิลสิกลและเช่นขัดชวนกะละหาเทียนนักเสียข้านั้นรู้อันเทียนนั่นสิขัดนะ
And on the other hand you find people who are excitable and doing all types of stupid things and saying thinking they are spiritual
ปักขัดเลยชวนเช่นขัดชวน an ma lien him an phu na ri mot khau min kha ka sarao ta pe dan nga ya.
In the midst of all this confusion, we must understand what is the mark of being filled with the Holy Spirit and being spiritual.
Heng kil pani then en tai la enge tha rao thiang him khata kan om ti kan phet the na tu chu.
It is not Bible knowledge, it is not speaking in tongues.
Pathian tu riat ringot hian ni lova strong riat lo ringot pai le chuang lo.
It is obedience to God's word.
Pathian tu oi hian ni
that whatever you see you obey.
In siat reng reng pathian tu in zom hi
then you will build on the rock, your life will never shake.
Lung pui chu ha inin sanga innun hi athaya che son to lovang.
Do you want a life that will never shake?
Annun na net ta ta in thung su in duem.
Jesus life was like that.
Isuan nun po hatian khan ya sin.
Nobody could shake him.
Tu mai nan soi hin thai lava.
He wasn't going around shouting hallelujah all the time. He was obeying the Father every day.
Lali su khan na mun tin akalin hallelujah lalpa tu pakinom ro te tilo ma se ni kin patian thu ai ni.
He was obedient to the Father.
Apa thu kha o ya.
That is where the strength of his life lay.
Tu tu lali su sak na om na kha ni.
A disciple is one who follows the Lord there.
Azui tu dik taki tu patian thu azamazom tu hiani.
The great danger, as I said yesterday, is of being imbalanced.
Atilla om ber pakatu kanun in buk tok law om palang ti hiani.
People take small things in the Bible and make something very big out of it.
Ten katuan Bible chung mi tere te hian la anti punglian luaya.
And the more important things they ignore.
Apoi mo ber kha anlam tiale sia.
So we must come back to what we said in the beginning. If you know these things, you're happy if you obey them.
Atire kan soyang khan limna rup tak takidu tuan patian thu oi na hian omani.
Let me read Luke chapter 6, another verse about a disciple.
Luka bunguruk thu hi lo tiarila.
Luke 6 verse 40.
Sang song pali
40. Luke 6 verse 40.
Sang song li Luka bunguruk sang song li.
A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone after he has been fully trained will become like his teacher.
Tiyana toya zirtir tu azirtir tu chuma omlo nima selah mitin anzir zoin anzirtir tu anginan omang atiani.
Who is our teacher?
Tunga kan zirtir tu suni tale.
There is no doubt about that. That is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Isu Kristani dikha kan thema yome.
And what does it say here?
Ta here ngin tin nge Bible here soile.
If I allow the Holy Spirit to train me fully.
Tharau thiang hi mina kei mani zir tin tak tak om kan du chuan.
It says here fully trained.
Tharau thiang hi mina min zir tin tak tak ani chuan.
Life is a training program.
Kan nun hi. Tikha na lo kal thawanga.
When I face pressures in the office, that is part of my training.
Har satna office ka thona lo tong mai la kha kha ke ma min train na min zir ti na nianga.
If you have a very difficult troublesome wife, that is part of your training.
An nu pui a khir tak mai po lo nei la pathian min zir ti na kong lo nianga.
If you have a very difficult hard husband, that is part of your training.
A pasal sual tak po lo nei la pathian min zir ti na kong lo nianga.
If you have neighbors and relatives who trouble you in many ways, that is part of your training.
Kan che nom tele a kan chung khat lai na te min ti buai reng kan nei ni pon pathian ni na kha kha min.
When you go through financial difficulties, that is part of your training.
Har khat na to phok po lo to tong ila pathian ni min zir ti na ni te.
And in all these situations in life,
heng thil zong zong kan nu ni na to a hian,
even sickness can be part of our training.
Dam lo na po hi pathian ni min zir ti na ni te ni.
In all these situations, we must allow the Holy Spirit to train us fully.
Heng thil zong so yan kharao thiang lim na min zir ti nai kan pom thap tu rania.
And if I don't rebel against these circumstances,
heng thil kan ti yan kan lung nur mai tu rania lava,
but allow the Holy Spirit to train me,
kharao thiang lim kha kan zir ti tu mang ze lila.
Look at this wonderful promise. Tell me if there is a more wonderful promise in the whole Bible.
Bible had anula hey aya thutiam kamnaro pu hiao men mi.
Is there a more wonderful promise than this?
Hey aya thu ro pui pathian min tiam hiao men mi.
You think forgiveness of sins is the best thing?
Ah, suang ai dam nei a chaber ni ngayen.
You think going to heaven is the best thing?
và nó mà cái thay đổi những chuyện.
What is this wonderful promise?
Hey, nghe đi. À, và khi mình mình tiêm rau bưởi, tắc mày tu.
When I am fully trained.
Và khi đó mình sẽ tiêm khắp toàn.
What does it say?
Anh chị nghe rồi hả?
I will be like my teacher.
Dìu tiêm tuồng in gần ôm mắng à thiệt đi.
I will be like Jesus Christ in every part of my personality. Now some people say that I preach that we can become like Jesus here on earth.
You've
got to listen carefully. We are under training. Even the Apostle Paul said, I have not yet attained. But he said, I'm pressing on. And the more I see the glory of Jesus, the more I see what a long way I have to go to become like him.
Lali suai kam hu tam po le lali suwa kala an phak lo na hi kam tiang a.
But I have this hope that I will be like him.
Mai ro tu amang kala niang ti be se na tu ka nei ni.
Are you pressing on towards that goal?
Kami ka ten tu min in ti ta sa lem malamin panem.
If you are a disciple,
isua tu tu tak tak ni tu.
And it says here you allow yourself to be fully trained.
Nang mani kha harau ne zirtir omin phalanga.
One day you will become like Jesus.
Eng tiknia mo tuan lali suang in lo niang.
So it's important that in the trials and examinations of life we don't fail.
Tu wang suan kan nu na harasat na le a buin na hang hang kan to po hian kan lo sam hi a thalawani.
Many people, their goal in the Christian life is, one day I'll go to heaven.
Mitam takena kandu tu sam bersu eng tiknia na tuan vanram kalakai veang ti hian ya.
One day I shall walk the streets of gold.
Van khopuya tuan eng tiknia mo tuan kalakal veang ti ten ya.
One day I shall have a mansion in the sky.
Ah, eng tiknia mo tuan vanra ma ken bun kalanei veang te kan ti ya.
Yeah, when I was a spiritual baby, that was my desire also. Today I'll tell you honestly, that is not my desire. I don't care whether I walk on streets of gold at all. I don't care whether I have a mansion in the sky or not. I want to be like Jesus.
Lali suwa an kakadu berdoane.
And I want to be with Jesus.
Lali suwa bulom kadua.
Wherever he is.
Hoya pom selali suwa.
That is greater than walking on streets of gold.
Tutu van ko therelen I khan a rope wi zo kani.
Think of a young boy and girl who are married, are deeply in love with each other.
Han ngai tua taula nulale tlang val in nei lim in nangai tak mai ni.
It won't matter to them whether they are living in a hut or a palace.
Anni tan chuat lalinan senge mo intere in khete alame mo kha apoi mo lo.
If you marry somebody because he's a rich person and you can live in a palace, that's not a very happy marriage.
Ah, mi an ha sak va ni ko in ro pui ta ka i om du va ni ko nei ta la i lim la wang in nei na.
When you are married to Jesus Christ, are you looking for heaven or are you looking for him?
Lali suwa in nei hian vanram kaina ringop iti nge ni amma khai du tak tak.
I hope your attachment is to Jesus and not to heaven.
Ingai tu wanda reng reng hen vanram kai ringop ni lavin lali suwa ni yang ti kadwa ni.
And if you can say, Lord, even if we live in a hut, that is all right. If I am with you, that is enough.
Lali su nang nen hian suan vanram khelo in thete apo mila kalom thawang in ti thengem.
My goal in life is not heaven. My goal in life is to become like Jesus Christ.
Kathil kadu betu vanram om niringot lavin lal iswa ibula oma hi hani.
And I must press on to perfection.
Pam kim dalam khakapan cha cha la iswa dalam khakapan tu rani.
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 6.
Hebrews bung ruk kha lo en lok kila.
It says here, we must not, verse 1, we must not lay the foundation again and again. Don't be like Christians who lay the foundation and then go back next week and again dig up and again lay the foundation. Jesus said, becoming a Christian is like being born again. And in Peter it says, as newborn babes, we must desire the milk of God's word. But in Corinthians, Paul says, you shouldn't be drinking milk all the time. You must go on to eating solid food. When we are born again, it is exactly like a new baby born. There are many things the baby cannot do. It cannot eat meat.
It
can only drink milk. It cannot read. It cannot write. It cannot walk. If it dirties itself, it cannot clean itself. It can do nothing. But it has got life. And that's how we are when we are first born again. We know nothing, we can do nothing, but we've got life. Jesus has come into our heart. We don't know the Bible. We cannot walk in victory over sin. You think of that child which is 6 months old trying to walk. Always falling down. It cannot walk. However much it tries, it falls down. That is how we are when we are babies. We try to live in victory and we are falling and falling and falling and falling and falling. There's nothing wrong with that when it is a baby. Now if you go to a house and you see a 6-month-old baby or even a 10-month-old baby falling down and falling down, you don't get surprised as though that is a serious thing. But if your son is 10 years old and he's still falling down and falling down and falling down, that is a serious thing. So you understood the same thing when a 10-month-old does is not serious. When a 10-year-old does, that is serious. When a 10-month-old cannot control its bladder and wets its napkin, that is not serious. But if your 10-year-old also does not know how to go to the bathroom, it is quite serious. And if he's 25 years old and he still does not know how to keep his clothes clean, something is very serious. When you're 10 months old, if you don't know how to read, that is not serious. You're 20 years old and you still don't know how to read, that is serious. Have you understood what I'm trying to say? That when you are first born again, you don't have victory, that is not serious. You don't know much of the Bible, it's not serious. You're always falling into sin and dirtying yourself. Not serious.
But
if you say you've been born again since many years now, and you say you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you're still falling and falling and falling and falling and falling into sin. I'm not talking about an occasional fall. Occasional fall can happen to any of us also. I may trip as I'm going out of this door, I may trip and fall down in a few minutes. That can happen to anybody. And all of us may occasionally fall. Even into sin.
But
constant falling is a serious thing. If you're always losing your temper, if you're always getting irritated every day, morning till evening, and you're always having dirty thoughts, there is not a single day when your thoughts are clean. I want to say to you, that is serious. If your job is such, you always have to give bribes to people and take bribes in order to do your work. You need to consider seriously whether you should continue that job. See, if a person is pressing on to perfection, every year we'll see him a little higher than the previous year. If I meet a 5-year-old boy and I ask him, what class are you studying in? First standard. And I see him next year and he's 6 years old. I say, which standard are you studying in? Second standard. I see him the next year, he's 7 years old.
I
say, what standard are you studying in? Third standard. I see him after 5-6 years. He's 13 years old. I say, which standard are you studying in? Ninth. That is the normal way our children grow. We can say they are pressing on to perfection. But what shall we say about a child? Every time you ask him, he's saying, I'm in first standard. When he's 13 years old, which standard are you in, my son? First standard. What happened? I'm failing. Failing. What sorrow it must be bringing to the hearts of the parents. That is the sorrow that God has when he sees so many of his children falling, 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 falling.
We must
press on to perfection, it says in this verse. And how shall we do that? Let me turn you to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. Here it says that in the mirror we see the glory of the Lord.
heta hian kan huang in da thang in huang de vin kan in hu.
Do you know what the mirror is?
Da thang kan thia.
The mirror is the Bible.
Chu da thang tu he pakian thu ye nia.
When I read the Bible,
pakian thu kan thia hian,
it is not to increase my knowledge.
He ka pakian thu thia nati tam mai ye ni lova.
It is to see the glory of Jesus here.
Lal Isuar ro puina mutur kan ni.
Whenever you read the Bible,
pakian thu thia reng reng hian,
say, Lord, I want to see the glory of Jesus.
Lal Isuar ro puina ka mudo ni lal pa ti thui nang se.
I don't want just to increase my knowledge.
Ka thiat da ti pun tu mai ka tu mai tu thiat ka tu lova.
Show me something more of how Jesus' life was.
Lal Isuar nun hi anasa da kin min hu thien ti
la. So that I can see what Jesus was like.
Isuar Christ ka engang mi nge ni ti ka lo thiat.
For example, the Bible says that the church, because you have to love your wife like that. Do you believe that? The Bible says that in Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Now, we don't reach that in one day. You don't finish school in one day. It takes time, but you go from first standard to second standard to third standard, you keep going up. I have still not reached the standard of loving my wife as Christ loved the church. But I'm pressing on. I have been married now for 27 years, and I can say I love my wife today more, much more than 27 years ago.
Kum som ni pasari nupui ka nei towa. Kan pui ka mangai deu deu zela kum som ni pasari kal tai khan voi ni ton kan pui ka mangai to so ka ni.
I hope all of you who are married can say that.
Nupui nei to zong zong heta mi te in ti thenge mo tu tu.
That you love your wife today much, much more than the day you first married her. If you can't say that, I'm sorry to say you're not a disciple of Jesus. Something is wrong. If you're still looking around at other women and you're more interested in talking to other women than to your wife, you're a disciple of the devil, not of Jesus Christ. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And you look into the mirror to see how did Jesus love the church. And you see, for example, one area. How many times does Jesus forgive us? Is there a limit to his forgiveness? Does he say, okay, I will forgive you 1,000 times in your life, that's all? Is there any verse like that in the Bible? We will get discouraged if there is such a verse. Does he say, I will forgive you 10,000 times, that's all? How many times does Christ forgive us? You know the answer. Every time we ask him, he forgives us. He never stops forgiving us. Even when we make the same mistake 100th time. Okay, love your wife like that. Even if she makes the same mistake 100 times, forgive. You want to be a disciple? That is discipleship. To love your wife as Christ loved the church. Then we can start loving one another also. Jesus said, all people will know you are my disciples when you love one another also like I loved you. It's not only my wife that I must love like Christ loved the church. If this is a brother of mine in Christ, I must love him also like Christ loved me. I may not even have known him 1 week ago who he is. But now I discover he is a brother in Christ. And he does something wrong to me. What shall I do? Forgive him. Tomorrow he does something else. Forgive. After 10 years, he may be still doing something wrong. Forgive. That is the way of discipleship. And the more I keep doing that, you know what will happen to me? The more I will become like Jesus Christ. How many of you want to become like Jesus? How many of you want to be fully trained so that you become like Jesus? You know, if God had put us in the midst of perfect people, we could not be trained. For example, when we go to heaven, let me ask you a question. Will you have to forgive anybody in heaven? What do you think? Yes or no? Will you have to forgive anybody when you go to heaven? No. Why? Because everybody is perfect. Nobody will ever hurt me. Nobody will ever do anything wrong. Everybody will be perfectly kind, perfectly loving, perfectly pure. So, how will I learn forgiveness in heaven? That's impossible. I cannot learn that in heaven. Jesus said, love your enemies. Can you learn that in heaven? You can never learn that in heaven. There are certain educational courses which you cannot learn in heaven. You have to learn it on this earth. Why? Because there are no enemies in heaven. We have enemies only on the earth. For example, Jesus said, bless those who curse you. Can you do that in heaven? I'm sorry, you can't do that in heaven. If you don't learn that course on earth, you will never learn it forever. Jesus said we should not love money. The Bible says the love of money is the root of every evil. Where shall I learn to be free from the love of money? When I go to heaven, can I learn it there? I can never learn it there. If I don't learn it now, I've missed it for life. I can never learn it. Do you see how this world is the best place to be trained. So many people irritate us on this earth. We can learn to be patient with them. When I go to heaven, nobody will irritate me. Then I cannot learn patience there. In my hometown in Bangalore, I ride a scooter when I travel. And like in all other parts of India, people do not obey the traffic rules on the roads. They suddenly turn to the right without showing any signal. And do all types of wrong things on the road. Then suddenly I have to brake and stop the vehicle. And then when I look at that man, how do I look at him? Yeah, I remember there was a progression in my life. In the beginning, I used to get irritated with these people who just violate the traffic rules and almost cause an accident. And I used to say, "Are you mad?" And the Lord said to me, "Don't ever call anybody mad. That's insulting." So the next time somebody did that, I never said anything. But even though I didn't say anything, my face showed I was not very happy with him. But it was little better than first standard. In first standard, I called him mad, but it's a little better now. But the Lord said, "It's still not good enough. Press on to third standard." So God gives me one more training one day on the road. And now I'm not angry in my face. But I'm still angry in my heart. So the Lord says, "You need little more training. You have to go to fourth standard." And I say, "Lord, yes, give me one more opportunity." And what a wonderful thing when a day comes when people can do these things and you're not even disturbed in your heart. You can just love
them.
One day I was riding a scooter and a little, I think 10-year-old boy cycling came right in front and almost hit me. I never said anything. I said, "Lord, he's a small boy, he doesn't know. I want to be merciful. One day it may be my 10-year-old boy doing some stupid thing like that in front of somebody else's scooter. Let me be merciful. God is merciful. He forgives. The more we become like God, the more we can forgive other people no matter what they do. My brothers and sisters, this is Christianity. Christianity is not healing the sick.
Christian nahi damloti damringa thianilo.
Prophesying.
Thilpilo ponilo.
Speaking in tongues.
Thongthia lo ringa ponilo.
We can do all these things. And if we don't have love, the Bible says you get zero. Did you know that? Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
1
Corinthians 13. First Corinthians chapter 13.
Corinthian ขัดบุ้งสองปฐุมค่ะอันเชียน
If I speak with the tongues of men and angels and don't have love, I'm a noisy gong.
มีหิ้งต้องเตลวานเตปต้องเต้นทูสอยไหมล่ะมั่งไอ้นักหนีสีลง
จวน If I have the gift of prophecy and I know mysteries and I have faith to remove mountains and I don't have love, I am nothing.
ทูฮิลเทนั่นเองทูรุกซ่องซ่องเลยเทียนละซ่องซ่องแต่ล้างซ่องเทียนละขบเคี้ยวเรนฟัมกิมในไหมล่ะมั่งไอ้นักหนีสีลงจวนเอ็งมาขันนี่ระวัง
That means if I speak in tongues,
ทูอมเจียทูท่องเทียนเราเป็นท่องไอ้ล่ะ
Heal the sick,
ดำเราเจติดดำมีล่ะ
And preach wonderful messagesAnd I have faith to move mountains in Jesus' name.
And
cast out demons in Jesus' name. After doing all that, at home, I get irritated with my wife. God says, you get 0 out of 100.
มากซามากเบียลิหูมินติ
It says there, I am nothing in verse 2 means you get 0 out of 100. That's the meaning. Nothing means zero.
สร้างหินาเฮียนเฮอสวยล้อมเอ็งมาอินิเลวอติ
What does nothing mean?
เอ็งเอนี่เอ็งมาล้อมเสียฮิ
Zero.
เบียลิที่นั่นไม่ยาก
That means even after you've moved mountains and you've spoken in tongues and you've healed the sick and you've prophesied, you still get zero.
ตรงเทียนเราเต้ล้างส้นเทนะขอบเรียเฮียดินะฟัมกินเนสร้างเลวล่ะเอ็งมาอีละนี่ละว่าที่ตัดในแห่ไบเบิลละเนี่ย
You get impatient with that person on the road
ก็ง่ายนั่นละดอทีนะใครนี่ตะละเว้ยแม่มาย่ะ
See when we travel in buses and trains
เรลเตมอเตอร์เตกันจินเวลเฮียน
Particularly in India
India
We find the selfishness of man at its maximum
มีเตมาเสียลเจตบขอกที่กันหัวนี่เบอร์ไหม
I've seen that sometimes when traveling in a train.
Rail han kalpohyan kamuchin tung tung.
Even if there's little place, they will not move to allow you to sit on the chair, on the seat.
Should not kalom reng ma se anin sondu mialavang.
Selfish.
Ma ani masyal na.
How shall I be in the midst of all these selfish people?
Heng, mi masyal tak tak sing heng sing ngay kom ta kang.
I'm to be like Jesus.
Lali suang in kom tur ni.
To be patient.
กระโดดเถียงอ่ะ
merciful
ร่างไอ้นักเนียงอ่ะ
good
กระช้างอ่ะ
then I get some marks otherwise I get zero
ทีส่วนมาเคลมกับหัวอันนี้เราจะเบียลกับหัวที่ว่า
you can serve God for 50 years and get 0 out of 100 finally
กุมสมง่ายประเทศรองบอลอินติมาละมากเบียลร่างไอ้นักหัวเที่ยงละ
the Bible says pursue verse chapter 14 verse 1 pursue after love
บุ้งสองไปเรียกันหูคันมาไอ้ในอุ้มเสียงเราอุ้มอาเทียนี
่ To press on to perfection means to press on to perfect love.
มาไอ้นั่นฟัมกิมในตัวนี้มาลำกันปันเซลตัวนี้ทีอ่ะ
The foundation is repentance, forgiveness of sins.
อบุลชันนั่นตัวสวงไอ้ดำนะอันนี้อ่ะ
Water baptism.
Baptism
in the Holy Spirit.
ถ้าเราเชื่อในมาบัพติสเ
ต้ Even baptism in the Holy Spirit is foundation.
ถ้าเราเชื่อในพระบัพติสมาพอให้อับบุลชันนั่นเท่านั้นเอง
And then we start building the house.
ซึ่งมีหัวส่วนอินกันสักชั่วชีวิตนี
้ What do we build the house with?
เองอินเงออินจุดการสักฟิ้ง
Every brick is love.
กันอินสักน้ำมันรัวซองต้องขับมังไงนั่นเองตัวนี
้ Love, 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 love.
มังไงนะมังไงนะมังไงนะที่ขาดอินแค่กันสักฟุ้ง
Every door and window in the house is made of love.
ท่านีน่ะคงคาเลตุกเวรซงซึ่งพอมาไอ้น่าเสียมันอีก
and part of love is mercy
มาไอ้นั่นน่ะเก่งสุดโดดเทนัตเต
้ forgiveness
มีไงดำเทนัตเต
้ patience
โดดเทน่ะ
not jealous if somebody else is better than me
เกียร์มีอันชัตตาอีกสิ่งหนึ่งไม่มีละวิน
read verse 4
สร้างเลียท่านหัน
love is patientLove is kind. Kind means I never say a word to hurt a person. I have many times in my life had the experience of speaking the truth from the pulpit and people get offended with the truth of God. That I'm not afraid of. I shall continue till Jesus comes preaching the truth, whether people get offended or don't get offended.
But
I must never say even once anything unkind to hurt a person. Do you say something unkind to your wife or to your husband? When you get angry with her, do you say you are just like your mother? Or you are from such and such a family, you behave like this? Those are unkind things. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love does not boast and is not arrogant. Verse 5, love does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. It does not take into account a wrong suffered. Now, I don't know how it is in the Mizo. In the English, this word account comes there. Does not take into account.
Hey, in
account is a financial word.
Account can be used for something.
You know, people in the shops keep an account.
He owes me 4,300
rupees. That person owes me 2,500 rupees. This person owes me 20,000 rupees. That is account. Do you have an account in your mind? So-and-so, on the 6th of February, 1965, did this to me.
January 1965,
so and so, 5 years ago, he spoke like this to me. Even against your wife. Oh, I remember in the first year of marriage, she spoke like this. Are you keeping accounts? And yet every Sunday you pray, Father, forgive me as I forgive others. How have you forgiven others? What a big account you've got in your mind. How many of you are willing to burn up that account paper today? And say, Lord, I'm sorry I have kept accounts against so many people. Exact account, what they did, what they said. And when you have a fight with them, you take out that account paper and tell them, this is all these things you did. Are you willing to throw it away, burn it up? That is discipleship. All men will know you are my disciples when you learn to love like I love. Have you committed sins against God? You've repented. God has forgiven you. Do you think He's keeping an account of all your sins now? He's wiped out the blackboard. There's nothing on it. Why don't you wipe out also all the things that you remember about other people? Brothers and sisters, we have an opportunity to get training on this earth. Don't miss the opportunity. Supposing your 12-year-old boy every day goes to school in the morning and comes back in the evening. Goes in the morning, comes back in the evening. And at the end of 1 year, you go to school to see the teacher. And the teacher says, "What happened to your son? I never saw him in school the whole year."
You
see, he never came to school. I saw him going every day with the books and the uniform. He comes back. And you do a little investigation. And you discover he was not going to school. He was fooling around with his other friends every day. And he spent a whole year and learned nothing. You'd say, "That's serious." But think of many of us. We have spent a whole year and learned nothing. We didn't go to school. God gave us opportunity, we didn't learn it. He gave you an opportunity to forgive somebody last week. You didn't forgive him. He gave you an opportunity some time ago to be patient with somebody. You were not patient. You were impatient. Somebody cursed you some time ago. The wonderful opportunity to bless him. You didn't bless him. Somebody hated you, and wonderful opportunity to obey the word of God which says, "Do good to those who hate you," but you didn't do it. You're not going to school. You're just like that 12-year-old fooling around on the roads, not getting an education. Shall we do one thing today? Shall we say, "Lord, I'm sorry, I've wasted my life. I'm going to do something about the future. I'm going to get an education before I leave this earth. I want to become more and more like Jesus. I want to learn to forgive. I want to learn to be patient. I want to learn to do good to those who hate me. When I am accused falsely, I want to keep quiet. I'll tell you something. If you really are a servant of the Lord, you will be accused falsely. Let me read you a verse in Matthew chapter 10. And verse 25. 24 and 25. Please read. "A disciple is not above his teacher." Matthew 10, verse 24.
Ziltir azirtir tu chunga aom lo.
Verse 25.
The last one.
Let me ask you a question. Is the disciple above the teacher? No. If they call the teacher Beelzebub, prince of devils, how much more they will call you by such names? I want to ask you, has anybody ever called you a devil? Nobody? Then you must be greater than Jesus Christ. If you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, the same names that they called him, they will call you. Through my life, I have had the tremendous honor of getting many names. Devil, Antichrist, terrorist, wonderful. The disciple is not above his teacher. When we are faithful to God, and we preach the whole truth of God, many people will misunderstand us. They will speak evil about us behind our back. What shall we do? Keep quiet and love them. I remember once I got a telephone call from somebody. And he was so angry with me. Some decision that I had taken in some Christian situation, he was not happy with that. Because I had some responsibility in that situation. I had
to take
some disciplinary action. He got so angry and he kept on cursing me on the phone. So, I listened. I did not want to insult him by putting the phone down. At the end, I never said anything. I said, "Brother, have you finished?" He said, "Yes."
And he said, "Oh, what dear?"
I said, "Okay, God bless you.
But here in Malsom, there are
I have nothing to say."
And
I put the phone down.
Telephone kada thalaya.
After a few months, I got a letter from him. He said, "Brother Zach, I'm so sorry I spoke to you like that." I heard wrong information. And that is why I misunderstood you. I want to apologize. That's the way. It's a wonderful privilege to keep quiet when we...